Mexico in 1957. In 1957, in early March, there was no Catholic church at all. Mm-hmm. The only Catholic church was in the Delano.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Guadalupe church, and we was calling Santa Maria, you know, for the white people, mm-hmm. and the Mexican people. So then, like, my family was very Catholics, very religions. So they started organizing people over there in early March to fundraise money to make their own church.
Mm-hmm.
It was back in the 60s. So my 66 or 66, we get our own church, the Catholic Church in early March. But and at that time, it was very difficult to get a priest because it's expensive. It's very expensive. We're in the 86 and they still have a problem to get the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's so expensive. Well, I don't know. So then we have our own church, and we started to the church. But in that time, in the 60s and 50s, the late 50s and early 60s, we get together people in one of the houses that we get some of the priests from outside. They come over and make us a mess there. And I remember this priest, it was a missionary. I don't even remember the name. But I remember when I mentioned to him, because I was getting involved with the farm workers, and I mentioned to him about the farm workers, and he was so upset. He said, "How can you gonna get it?" And he said, "You talking about Chavez?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm talking about Chavez." And he said, "Forget about the whole thing." He said, "Go work with your parents, and don't listen to these people. These people list all kind of things." But you know, in my mind, it was already, you know, I was a farm worker, and I know he's not gonna, you know. I mentioned to him because I like to hear about the opinion,
mm-hmm.
but it was a bad opinion for him because, you know, his opinion, it wasn't very, very good, because he gets so upset.
Mm-hmm.
I like to remember the name for the priest, because every time when I remember, he was so angry. He gets so angry when I mentioned to for the farmer. He said, no.
Was he Catholic? Was he, was he Irish?
He was, no. I think he was Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish. I think he was a Spanish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still alive, he's a Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very upset. And by 1967, 69 and 70, this priest came home from Spain too. He was a Spanish. The name was Lorenzo. And he was very, very against the farm workers movement.
Why do you suppose they were so opposed to the farm workers? Was there something that they had experienced in Spain that made them worry about communists or something like that?
I don't understand why he was that kind of opposition, you know, the opposition. Because, see, I have a friend, like I mentioned before, you know, I'm very, very Catholic. And so we have pretty much a very good friend's priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this priest friend. He came over from Mexico in the place when I born. And he went to early Mate and make a mass for the farm workers, and I know he's one of the very strong, you know, for the union.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he mentioned to me that he was It was the time for the farm workers to, you know, to wake up and say, we're going to do something, you know. Mm-hmm. And he really gave me a very, very big support when I mentioned to him mm-hmm. about the farm workers. He said, don't give up. He said, try to work hard and someday you're going to realize, how much the farm workers can do.
Mm-hmm. What was your hometown that he was from?
My hometown was in Mexico, in Jalisco.
In the state of Jalisco? What's its name?
The name is for you.
Was it a small village?
It's like early March. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was real special that he came.
Yeah, he was
and did a mass.
And I remember Dolores Huerta was there. Mm-hmm. Cesar wasn't, but I know Dolores was there, and he said he gave us a very strong word, the farm workers, someday you're gonna be stronger, and you're gonna realize how much you can do it. And when I mentioned to him. You can see in the Spanish and the Mexicans tradition, girls is very, they are supposed to be only with the parents. Right. And not to go out especially like me when I went to Chicago and New York for years, not for only for a day or 2 days. So I mentioned to the priest, that I was ready to go to Chicago, but I want to know, if it was right or wrong, because I wasn't right, and I wasn't ready to ask my father, because I'm pretty sure maybe my father, he's going to change his mind. He said no. So then I asked the priest, like a friend. It was, like a special friend. So I asked him, what do you think about it? And Caesar, he wanted me to go to Chicago to work in the boycott. Mm-hmm. And he said, go ahead, go. Because kids, it's not for the parents. When the parents make a good children is like a bird. They go out, Like the parents, they make a very good children, and they're coming back. When they not make a very good children, they never coming back. Mm-hmm. And so go. You think you have a good parents? And I say, yeah. Okay, go and coming back to see your parents. And I say, okay. So
this was the priest from Mexico?
From Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I was very, so when I left, I was very, very, I feel very confident with myself. Mm-hmm. And I know it was very hard. It wasn't easy, mm-hmm. but I was happy.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you went out in the boycott?
I was in my 20s, in my early 20s.
23 or something like that?
Yeah.
That was my recollection, was it?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, I was already in my 20s, but I wasn't, I feel like at 20s, I was a younger. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I was younger than my 20s. Mm-hmm. Because now I can see some of the girls, like my sisters, they're already in their 20s and they look older. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. Because in the way they raised my parents, they don't.
You didn't have many experiences until you left.
Until I left. Mm-hmm. And I told the truth, I was very scared to the people. I was scared, but I was angry. So, because see, when I left, I don't really speak any English at all. Mm-hmm. But I said, I don't think it's a hard thing to learn. I think it's something I can do, because I think nobody born speaking English, and I don't think, you know, so I can learn. So I started learning with the volunteers, mm-hmm. for people from college and things like that. I make a little notes in my books, and I still have mine because I try to remember what happened. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I was ready to make a speech, and I don't know how to make the for all the words together. Then I think, you know, Eliseo Medina, he helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. He made my speech and said, look, come here. And I, you know, so I read the words, and a lot of times, of course, it wasn't a big speech. It was very tiny. But I did it. Mm-hmm. And so in 1979, they need somebody in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. to organize a boycott.
That's where you went alone, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was alone by myself. So I went over there. And I gave my button, my boycott button, mm-hmm. to this guy from Texas. He was a Texas guy, and he was from the military, mm-hmm. and he said, "Oh, you're from the farm workers," and I was very excited because somebody speak Spanish to me, and I said, "Yeah, I'm from the farm workers," and I heard you. Where you from? And so, you know, I tell him, where you from? And he say, I'm from Texas. Because see, the Texas people, they're very friendly people. Mm-hmm. Because in California, it's very hard to find Mexicans, you know, Poachers who speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then he said, can I have your button? And I said, sure, you can have it. So, but it was my ID for the person who was looking for me in the airport. Yeah. So I was walking around and with no ID. It was funny. And but you know, like, do you remember I used to have a very long hair?
Yeah.
Black?
Yeah.
So this lady, and I don't know why, in my mind, I saw this lady, you know, in my mind, when they tell me, Mrs. Anderson, she's expecting you, you know, mm-hmm. in the airport. And I, in my mind, I make a picture for Mrs. Anderson. She was an older lady, not old, but like a early 40s, mm-hmm. but a little heavy, mm-hmm. not skinny lady. Mm-hmm. When I get there, I was looking for that lady. I never found it. You know, in my way home, you know, in my way back, I find this lady with a little baby in arms, very skinny. I'm very young, almost like my age.
Looking for you.
And, you know, like I said before, you know, my hair was long. And she said, are you an Indian? Are you a Mexican? And I said, yeah. Are you Mrs. Anderson? I said, yes, I am Mrs. Oh, my God. It was funny. So then so then I was thinking, when am I gonna communicate with this lady? My English is too little. But then she was talking to me, and I understand a lot of words, but mm-hmm. she said, are you tired, huh? And I said, yeah. I wasn't tired. The reason I was thinking, when am I gonna do? So then, but she was just a very nice person.
Was she from the church? Was she active with the church?
See, in Indiana, there was a group that was calling Indiana for farm workers, mm-hmm. I think. And it was a lawyer, and it was some of those groups that calling, you know, the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. So I think it was one of the group. Mm-hmm. But we don't care. We need all the help.
If they were nice, so they would help.
They were nice. I don't care about them. No, it was a very nice people. and help me.
Back in early March, I know you, by the time you went with the boycott, you weren't back there very often, but what did you hear from your family? Did the church get started, and did they get their own full-time priest?
In early March?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, later, like I said, in 1969, they get a priest there. And but it was a big controversy, because see, farm workers, there was some very strong farm worker union,
mm-hmm.
For organizing the people,
mm-hmm.
and some against, but it was a very few.
Mm-hmm. A few farm workers.
A few farm workers against. And so, like I mentioned before, you know, Lorenzo,
mm-hmm.
was his name.
Oh, was that his first name?
It was the first name.
Father Lorenzo, Father something Lorenzo. Or
other. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I, and it was a very, he was a person that have two faces. Because he was very, he tried to be close friend of my family, because my family was one of the originals, you know, organizing for mm-hmm. the church.
Yeah.
And so he tried to get a very close friend, but in the other way, I don't think he wasn't that way,
mm-hmm.
because see, my sister Tonya met her husband in New York City, and he came to early marry her, and it was a funny thing, because see, and the same day when my sister married him. She got, in the same time when my sister got married, another brother, my brother, he got married. So we have a double wedding. And it was the priest Lorenzo. And it was so interesting because, you know, I, after the wedding, you know, I was not very excited and very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the way that, you know, he treat my sister and my brother, because my brother, he came from Germany. He was in the Marines, mm-hmm. in Germany. When he came, you know, the priest was very, you know, he gave all the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And but my sister, she was a poor girl from the farm workers and marrying the same. I don't think it was fair,
mm-hmm.
because see, her husband wasn't Catholic. He was, I don't know what kind of religion. Anyway, but I don't think when somebody marries somebody, I think it's very special day. This is my understanding. And the thing I feel, so, you know, he don't treat very good to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't treat very nice to my sister either.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing was for my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feel very sorry, because I don't think it was fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it was a very truly friend of the family. I think it was two faces.
What percentage of the members of that congregation were farm workers, would you say? Most of them?
Oh, most of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. A very, well, son of the rancheros, you know, the growers.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the growers, he donated the land for the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, some of those those growers, they came from Yugoslavia,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Catholic, most of the people is Catholics,
mm-hmm.
and some from Irish. Irish.
Uh-huh.
But mostly Italians and Yugoslavians.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big growers, the
mm-hmm.
big, I would say, no little growers. They're the big business.
Yeah.
And it's Italians,
mm-hmm.
and Yugoslavians people.
Mm-hmm.
So these people is Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people, there's very few.
Would I know any of those names?
The guy he donated the land, he was, let me remember the, he was one of the, Marcos and Anna Vish, son-in-law, he gave the,
He was the what?
He was, you know, Marko Zananovich.
Oh, Zananovich? Martin Zananovich?
Yeah, well, it's not his.
Yeah.
But his son-in-law
yeah.
gave us that land.
Ah.
For the church.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Martin Zananovich's son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
And wasn't it Martin Zananovich Jr. that was the attorney that, am I misremembering that? That spoke, you remember 1970, the big meeting in Delano with the signing of the contracts?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Zananovich's son that was the spokesperson, one of the spokespeople?
No. Okay. It was John Jamara Jr.
Oh, yeah, John Jamara. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was the speaker for the
growers. Yeah.
And it was his attorney for Jamara's Vineyards Corporation.
So mostly it was farm workers in the congregation, but just a few
yeah.
growers, big growers.
I know, like the family for the John Lucich,
mm-hmm.
and
Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, yeah.
John Lucich, or something like that.
Yeah, I always pronounced it Lucas. But that not be right.
No. Lucas is another one.
That's another
George
one.
Lucas.
Oh, okay.
And John. No, see, and the way and the place I grew up, it was the big growers, and I know the name, most of the names, but
yeah.
sometimes it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
You know. So George Lucas is one of them.
Yeah.
And John Lucich is another one.
How do you spell that?
Lucich is L U. Lucich.
Okay.
Lucich. Yeah, it's like that, I think. And he bring his family and back in the 40s from Yugoslavia. And they came from Argentina because during the 40s, in the United States, I think, they don't... immigrate people to the United States. So
mm-hmm.
some of those people, they came from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those people, they speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good Spanish, but they, like some of the Lucich, the lady, she was a very lonely person. But when we was working over, you know, working in the vines,
mm-hmm.
they came over, she came over and she talked to us. Because and the way I look, she was very lonely.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Put my glasses on to be sure. Yeah, it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other recollections from your work about the conflict in the church? And, you know, any special stories that you remember about irate parishioners or angry pastors?
Angry pastors. Well, I think in early one, most of the pastors they was very angry with the, even the Mexicans pastors, they wasn't very excited.
So you had several different pastors over the years.
Yeah.
And none of them supported the farm worker movement?
No, in the lane, no, in early month. I don't understand. I think I don't think it was ignorant people. I think it was ignorant. Or I think it was they don't realize, you know, where the farm workers, you know, can the, you know, the farm workers need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It wasn't this, you know, because see, I asking a lot of times myself. Why do people, they will, you know, they react to us a lot. Because I remember only one pastor, but it wasn't from the early March.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Santa Maria, and he was a Mexican. He was very happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help the farm workers. But not in early March, because in early March it was two or three Mexicans that I know they were some Mexicans, and... they wasn't very supportive of farm workers.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever, like, preach sermons against getting involved
no,
or anything like that?
Never.
Okay, so they just, it was just like in their personal conversations with parishioners.
Yeah. Because I remember this priest, the name is Juan Amaya. And
Juan Amaya?
Juan Amaya.
Oh, Juan was his first name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Amaya. Juan Amaya.
And I remember we, his family and my family, we working together in the cotton. And we very friendly, you know, people. And but when we get, you know, when we get involved for the union, that family, they really stop the, all the relation.
This was the family of this priest?
It's a minister.
Oh, a minister.
It's a
Protestant.
A Protestant church.
Do you remember what denomination he was?
I don't know what they call it, Asamblea de Dios?
Oh, uh-huh, Assembly of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they tend to be really conservative.
Oh, really?
Assembly of God, yeah.
Oh. And,
they're looking for good things in the afterlife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Lots of luck.
Oh my God. It's a lot of, I think most of the against, the people that was against the union, it was like, you know,
Evangelicals?
No. Oh. The Testigos de Jehová, what do you call it in English? The Testigos de Jehová is the witness. What do you call it?
Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you had a lot of those in early March?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
dear God.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're very, very bad people.
Yeah.
I feel sorry, okay, because maybe they're very stable believers, you know? I don't know. But the one thing I feel so, and the way I feel sorry is because, see, why when we get the contracts, and how can you, they don't reject the contracts? How can you don't reject the money?
So they were glad to work under contracts.
Yeah. And, you know, all the benefits that people get. And they don't say, no, don't, you know. So so I feel sorry for them because, see, I think everybody needs to work for something. And, well, I don't know, there was a lot of people there and a lot of people in McFarland,
mm-hmm.
a big congregation of Mexicans, and a lot of the early March,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never. They don't believe in anything.
Yeah, they think that they have a very narrow definition of what religious work is,
mm-hmm.
and they don't think anything else is worth doing, is, you know, proper to do.
But I remember in 1970, I think in his convention in New York City, I think he passed the resolution to support the farm workers or the boycott.
The Catholic bishops you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the Jehovah Witness.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I can't imagine it. I doubt it. I never saw it listed.
You never saw it listed? I know it's hard to believe it.
So there was really a lot of dissension among farm workers who were active in the church,
mm-hmm.
where you were living. That's really interesting. I didn't know that. I haven't heard that before.
And it's a little girl, not big girl, but you know, this is Sarah, Caesar, he's a little grower, and most of his workers, it was that congregation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. 100% of the whole ranch, it was the
Jehovah's Witness Church?
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. I think what happened, and I think one family, you get involved, you know, the other families, so that way they
recruited
took over the whole thing.
Uh-huh. really good organizers.
Yeah, very good organizers, yeah.
The union could have used that talent. But they did work under union contract later.
Yeah, because when we get a 30, when we get all the bunch of contracts,
yeah.
He was one of the...
One of the bunch.
One of the bunch.
One of the 30.
Uh-huh.
And you never heard those people complaining.
No, I never, I know. That's why I feel sorry. And maybe they feel sorry for me because I was working for nothing and they was making a good money. No, I think it was very, I know, and the way I feel sorry for them is because they have so little mind. And why they feel so, you know, is I think they're selfish people because we're working very hard. And they never give us the credits for all the work that we've done. And it was a very hard people. But like I said, you know, we get a very good good benefits,
mm-hmm.
and they use the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Did those priests at the Early Mart Church? Do you know? Did they come to this country? Did they emigrate from Spain and from
I never asked
Mexico?
Him, but church, they have a very conservative, some of those priests are very conservative. I think they, I don't know where they call him. The priests, some of the part of the country in Spain,
mm-hmm.
they have his own,
what's that for?
What do they call him? The priests, there's a very, very conservative. They came, and most of the people that came from this part of the country,
It was a geographic section that was very conservative?
Yeah, very conservative, 100% conservatives. And a lot of those people, they came to the United States. And
oh,
so
great.
All the and I think this is this why they came to very conservative in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and back in the, I don't know, you know, years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because they came from that part,
mm-hmm.
the people very conservative, very.
You think that's why the Mexican priests were conservative too? That they were their ancestry was from that part of Spain.
You know those priests that I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You see, some of those priests, when they bring that religion to Mexico, they was very conservative.
Oh, I see.
Back in the hundreds, I think, and during the revolution,
yeah.
it's a lot of liberal priests, and they was because they know it was, you know, they tried to make a more flexible the church for
yeah.
the people, and. But before, you know, before that revolution in Mexico, it was completely very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
They killed a lot of Indians, you know.
Right.
So, and I think this, because, but I don't remember what part of Spain they
uh-huh.
came very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And the same part of that country, that part of the country, when they came to the United States, those Spanish people.
Mm-hmm.
What are they calling? They call in the priest was I don't remember what they call them, but they're very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Every time when you find somebody find out those priests, oh my God, it's one of those, you know. But I don't remember them.
Do you know what part of Spain it is?
No, I don't remember the name of Spain.
Right.
But I know this
yeah.
that part is very conservative.
Were these priests diocesan priests, or were they from an order?
No, I'm not sure.
You never heard about them. They didn't have initials after their
name.
No,
uh-uh.
Yeah, they were probably diocesan priests.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know. But I'm very, very conservative, because I remember that priest in early when it was very conservative.
Yeah.
He called the priest in early, the name was Lorenzo, what was his last name? because I know my father is Lorenzo, mm-hmm. and the priest, it was, you know, like I was, my father was Lorenzo, mm-hmm. so every time, oh, Lorenzo, but it wasn't very close of friend, you know.
It was all on the surface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was your, I mean, did you ever think about what you were doing with the union in relationship to your religious belief? Did you put that together in any way?
I think I was for my beliefs, mm-hmm. for my, you know, for my, I think for my religion beliefs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. because, see, some of the people, they feel like the union was, you know, some people, some of the workers of the union, they feel like the work of the union is like a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I, for myself, I wasn't sacrificed. I think it was, I was very... I was very proud to be a part of, you know, to do something in the union. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, for me, it wasn't a sacrifice. For me, it was to do something for the ourselves. And in the union, I recognized myself that I was a person. And like the thing I did in the union, I think it was like how the good things that one person can do, and where can I say it? It's, I feel like I, when I'm in the union, I was a person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I really, I was a person. Mm-hmm. And a person can do a lot of good things. And the person can do miracles when they working together. When work and not to get in a, because see, for the union, for me, I think it was a miracle. Mm-hmm. Because it was a lot of work, a lot of hours, you know, a lot of the, your time. All your, well, it was all my time. All my person, all my brain, it was in the union. So when people is like that, make a miracle. And so I don't think it was a sacrifice, because I was enjoying myself doing things like that. Do you understand
yes,
what I'm
I do.
To say?
Yeah. That it wasn't a heavy thing. You were making some sacrifices, but you were doing what you wanted and you enjoyed it.
Right.
And it makes it a different kind uh-huh. of a sacrifice.
So I wasn't, I don't realize I lose one thing, or I left this thing, or I forgot about this thing. No, because all my person, everything was right here in the union, in my work. And I say, all my, it was, oh, I want to do this, and I want to do it, and I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I did it. So I was very happy. I wasn't very, so it was a sacrifice for myself.
Yeah.
And I recognize, you know, and the miracle for me is, oh, I can, so I did it. I work and I did it.
Yeah, you achieved things.
Do you understand?
Yeah, you were able to really make achievements uh-huh. during your time.
Uh-huh. Emilio, get one. You have you just those pants.
Yeah, it's him. Do you ever think about what would have happened to you personally if you hadn't had the experiences with the union?
I think I was a girl, See, when I came from Mexico, I was I wasn't planning to be a farm worker.
Mm.
Because see, when I was in Mexico, I'm planning to be what do they call it in English? You know those person they make dresses, but you know not
a seamstress.
Not to be the maid. You know, I like to just make the things. You know,
a designer. Okay.
And I like to do that.
Uh-huh.
I was you know, I like to, you know, I was thinking to do that thing.
Yeah.
So when I came to United States, I wasn't ready, you know, it wasn't that easy, so I was a farm worker.
Didn't see much like designing.
Completely different.
How old were you?
When I came from Mexico, I was 16.
Ah.
I was already finished the second year of high school.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so... Yeah. And I like to make, you know, my own things and my little dolls,
mm-hmm.
because I like to make good things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was still planning to be a farm worker. And but my father is from Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and he went to Mexico to marry my mom. And after he married my mom, my brother born, and then I born. And he lived for a little while in Mexico, my father, and he came again to the United States, mm-hmm. because he was from the United States. And during in the 40s, at the time with the Second War,
mm-hmm.
I think he was registered himself for the Army,
mm-hmm.
and they registered all the family in case of something happened during the Second War.
Mm-hmm.
So I was one of the registered people in the United States. Mm-hmm. So, because when I came to the United States, I came to American citizens. Mm-hmm. I don't came like an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
I came to the United
States. As a citizen?
As a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the time in Mexico for me, it was very nice and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father was working all the time here in the United States, mm-hmm. and sends the money over there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how, you know, I don't know how hard it was to make the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I make my own ideas, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to... So, but when my grandmother died in the 50s, in the early 50s,
mm-hmm.
51 of them, something like that, then he tried to move all the family to the United States.
Yeah.
So in 1956, he moved, he bring my...
Bit. That does it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Mijo, you can put it over there. In the...
Or I can just put it to the... Get it in?
I think I could do it in the bathroom.
That's fine. It's running. That's the main thing. Thank you.
Okay.
So you were saying?
So then in 1957, I came with my family, the rest of the family. And my father, the rest of his family, his cousins, they live in Early March.
Mm-hmm.
So my father was working in Los Angeles, but instead of to bring the family to Los Angeles, his cousin, they told him to move it in Early March, mm-hmm. because it was easy, you know, easy for them to help him,
mm-hmm.
To raise the family.
Yeah.
So then my father decided to move to Early March.
What was he doing in Los Angeles?
He was working for the Burlingham Steel.
Mm-hmm.
He was cotton steel, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in the Burlingham Steel in Los Angeles.
Burlingham?
Burlingham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steel. So we went to Early March. Then my father, he became a farm worker.
Yeah.
He was working in fields. It was hard for him because We're making very little money.
Yeah.
And we live, when I went to Earlymart, we live in a very tiny place,
mm-hmm.
two rooms,
mm-hmm.
the kitchen and the room. And when we get a house,
mm-hmm.
My father, he gets some money, then we get a little house with three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Three rooms. It was a bigger,
mm-hmm.
but it was us. It
mm-hmm.
was our place.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we pay that place, we get the house.
That I saw you at?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it wasn't bigger either because it was a big family.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bigger, you know, better than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And we came all the family, the farm worker.
Mm-hmm.
But my father, like I was in Burlingham, he knows about the union.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the union, it was the best thing for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So when Caesar, he came to the house in 1963, he was one of the union first members for the union. And I wasn't very happy. And when Dolores, she came to their house, mm-hmm. I was so against the union. I was so embarrassed because, see, Dolores, she
mm-hmm.
talks and all, do all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to organize the people fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm. It's a little too pushy for you.
Yeah. And she was trying to be very nice to me,
mm-hmm.
and I was very mean to her. I answered very mean to her. So in 1965, when the union, when the strikers started, so then I came over to the first office for the union,
uh-huh.
and Dolores was there with a very old typewriter. And I tried to be nice to her, and she was very mean to me. She was mean to
me.
She
hadn't forgotten.
She's right. And but I ignored it. And
this was after you joined the union.
Yeah. Then I started working in the union. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started for all the things and the good things. And before I was, I think Caesar is dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was my tone. Because Caesar is dreaming. Because Caesar was the tell us about the union, the medical plan, and the
mm-hmm.
clinic, and the
yeah.
whole thing. And I said, I think Caesar is dreaming. But little by little, you know, when we was working and we started to see the whole thing, and I get more strong and more, more hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a good organizer
mm-hmm.
for the people.
Sure.
Yeah, because, see, like I was a farm worker and I know the heart of things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was working with the union, it was very easy to me to communicate with the people.
Yes.
It's so good.
I don't know, was that so maybe?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's good.
Your dad joined in 63?
In 63.
And then you joined in?
In
65. In
65. Well, he got all the family in 63, but I wasn't very...
Mm-hmm. You were still working
yeah.
behind the picket lines
yeah.
and so on
when
it first started?
No, the picket line started in 65.
Yeah.
And I was a scab
mm-hmm.
in 65. But,
dump it in the trash?
And no, in the garbage disposal.
Okay.
And, then I started, think about the whole thing, and I was so tired with the whole thing happening in the fields.
Yeah.
And I just say, I think I'm so stupid. Look, these people doing the best, you know, they try to do the best for us. And
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay. So I quit my job and I joined the.
You never yourself worked under a union contract?
No,
did
I
you?
Never. I never. And I was a very good worker.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the good workers in the fields.
Yeah.
A very good worker. And I never worked in the union contract.
Did some other members of your family?
Oh, yeah. My daddy was one of the first. You know the Chandler contract?
Yeah.
The famous
yeah.
Chandler contract? Yeah. I was my daddy was one of those.
Ah.
He make a good money. Miko, I'm talking to her, please. I'm sorry. And yeah, he was very happy. Mm-hmm. And my father was very happy. My uncle, my daddy's cousin, mm-hmm. he was a chandy worker too. Mm-hmm. And he was, my daddy was an irrigator. Mm-hmm. He was one of the people that make a good money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he worked for a couple years in union contract.
Mm-hmm.
Then after, you know, after this, the contract expired for Chandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't Chandy, it was White River. After the Chandy came with White River.
Mm-hmm.
My father, he came a custodian in the local school
mm-hmm.
for the local district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a custodian mm-hmm. for years, mm-hmm. maybe 10 years, so I don't remember mm-hmm. how many. But before the school was a farm worker mm-hmm. all the time.
Is there anything else that you would especially want me to know about the any other stories or information about the conflict in the church that you'd want me to know?
I really, I don't know very much about the conflict of the churches because I, at that time I don't pour very much attention about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Because I don't, for me, and at that time it was, oh, forget about the churches. Mm-hmm. They don't want us, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't pour very much attention about them.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I mentioned to that person is because he was one of the closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
That I know,
mm-hmm.
Probably some of the people they, you know, they have know about. And I mentioned to about the priest Lorenzo mm-hmm. because, after the wedding for my two brothers, my sister and my brother, I was very unhappy because
yes.
he wasn't very fair with them.
Mm-hmm.
He was very fair for my brother, but not for my sister,
mm-hmm.
because he knows my sister was a union organizer.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that we came from Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
when he married my sister, mm-hmm. get married, and was, he knows that it was a big. Mm-hmm.
And when you were out on the boycott, and as far as your organizing went, did you have very much opposition from church people?
No. No, I think after the 70s, I think a lot of things changed.
Yeah.
No, I think the hardest things, I think, was during the 60s. You know, in the 65 mm-hmm. to 70, I was at the big controversy
mm-hmm.
For the churches in the union.
Mm-hmm.
But after the 70s, I think a lot of things happened,
mm-hmm.
a lot of change. Even the people, a lot of people changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the foreman that was against us,
mm-hmm.
they changed a lot
mm-hmm.
because they realized, you know, how much the union, you know,
mm-hmm.
They did for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And but mm-hmm. I think the hardest things it was in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
the 60 to 65, and I think what happened with the churches. I think they wasn't very care about the people during that time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put attention to the union or the, I don't know. I didn't even know
mm-hmm.
Who was the, you know, why they, you know, you know, I say forget about the churches, and I never even put attention to them. Because seeing my family, most of my family, there was a very, very, when I say a very, because they are still very strong union people,
mm-hmm.
and very strong organizers. My mom, it was so a strong organizer. My mom just spent hours and days making all kind of things for fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very good fundraising person. I was in 1965, the union offered to the farm workers $1,000 for death benefit, and Well, we have a person die and pass away in Corcoran, mm-hmm. and we don't have $1,000. So what happened is we went to Bakersfield and sell tacos, all kind of things, so we can pay the death benefit. Mm-hmm. So, and my mom was, I'm very happy and I'm very proud of my mom, mm-hmm. because she was very, very strong. Mm-hmm. Very strong. She never get tired. Oh, I want to make tamales, I want to make tostadas, I want tacos and everything, you know, for the union. So that kind of people is my family. Mm-hmm. And I have a cousin, he's we call him the grower because he was so bad. And he was, he's the only one, mm-hmm. he's the only one in the whole family. He was very against us. But all my family, there's not only okay. You're doing a mess, okay, mijo? It's not only in my daddy's side, but in my mom's, mm-hmm. both sides. My father and my mom's sides. They're very mm-hmm. union people. Mm-hmm. And son, they already passed away. And some is still alive, but it's still, you know, very strong union people. Mm-hmm. They don't work very hard anymore for the union, mm-hmm. but it's still a union heart. You know, they listen to campesina and they were mm-hmm. so happy. They're proud. Oh, look, all the union.
The radio station?
The yeah. radio station. My father, he wake up in the morning for his radio station because he really likes it.
Oh, that's and great.
When he came, like a month ago, and he went to my brother's house, and mm-hmm. we went to pick him up. And during the way from my brother's mm-hmm. house and my house, he was talking about the union, what they say in the radio mm-hmm. station, and then it's been, oh, estamos muy fuertes. And, you know, it's still very, it's still, and it's old because it's already 73. Mm-hmm. But it's still very, oh, very proud of a union, Chavez Union, you know. He is a person, he never gonna lose his faith in mm-hmm. Chavez. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of person he is. And my aunt, my father's sister, mm-hmm. is the same. She's still working in the fields and she's working in the union country. Mm-hmm.
What crop is she working in?
She works in what do you call it? Nechde camp.
In what?
Nechde camp.
And what do they grow there?
No. Grapes.
Grapes. Right. Oh, so we still have a grape contract somewhere?
Yeah.
Is she working in Coachella?
No, in Delano area.
Oh, so there's one or two in Delano mm-hmm. still?
I think it's the only one.
Is that a small grower?
A small grower? I'm not sure about a thing because she works at least 3 or 4 months in a year. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. She's working very hard, and all the people in the union over there in the ranch, they're very strong, and she's one of the very strong person. Mm-hmm. And it's still. Like I say, my mom and my dad and my aunt, she's never going to lose a fight. Mm-hmm. They're very strong. And also, when somebody's going to tell them about against something for the union or mm-hmm. against Caesar or against Dolores, because see, they're very strong supporters of Dolores, mm-hmm. Dolores and Caesar. Mm-hmm. For them, Dolores, she left everything for them. Mm-hmm. She left her kids, they left everything. Mm-hmm. There's nobody can leave anything, only Dolores. And so Dolores for them is like a big thing. Caesar is the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they both believe a lot in those two persons.
Yeah. with good reason.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I really appreciate your taking the time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good to see you again.
Mm-hmm.